Hi, I'm Sandra Sleipp-Brennan, and for this road trip tour, you'll be traveling with me.
This part of Meigs County has seen over 150 years of extractive industries. They left scars that are just now beginning to heal. Some Meigs County residents are looking for more sustainable ways to use the land. One of them is Paul Strauss. Over 40 years ago, he left New York City and bought 80 acres near the Meigs County town of Rutland.
There's 200 acres in this high wall right in here. My farm was never stripped, and you know, but all this was. This is the old Macumber farm. Mr. Macumber sold his coal for 15 cents a ton. Amos, I lived on the old Amos farm, met the bulldozers and the strippers with a shotgun, said, "You are not stepping across this line. Here's a guy I never met I have to love."
Strauss bought more land, some of it the old Macumber farm. As an herbalist, he was amazed at what he found here.
You get out a map, find Charleston, West Virginia, and you just extend it in any direction up 200 miles. That is the most varied and valuable deciduous forest in America. I think that's lost on a lot of people.
This area, Strauss says, is the heart of Appalachia. In these woods, there are more species of trees and shrubs, the big herbs, than almost any area of this country or the world.
I suppose you're ready to walk 2 miles, right?
Strauss and other like-minded folks created nonprofit United Plant Savers and donated land in Meigs County for a 380-acre botanical sanctuary for native medicinal plants.
That brown pine over there, I have some of that in my woods, too.
That indicates a drier soil. That's responsible for our coal.
Now they've created the Talking Forest Medicine Trail, 8 miles of trails with signs to identify the herbs and the shrubs and the trees and their uses. One December day, I walked the trail with him.
Redbud, young American elm, white snakeroot.
That's a famous plant. Not for what it does, but what it did. That's the plant that was responsible for Abraham Lincoln's mother's death.
Really?
Yeah.
United Plant Savers think that just being able to identify the plants isn't enough. People need to know how you can use them and what they do.
It's an Asteraceae, so, you know, it's a common plant. White snakeroot milk fever. If a milk cow eats an abundance of this plant and you drink the milk, you're dead. And that's what happened to his mother.
Wow.
And that's the plant.
United Plant Savers hope that here they can protect many native Appalachian medicinal plants. So far, over 500 species of plants, 120 species of trees, and 200 species of fungi have been identified. The sanctuary is a living model for protecting diversity and ensuring that the rich traditions of North American and Euro-American folk medicine continue to survive.
So it's important that this land is here for the sanctity of the earth. You know that they're not going to mess with it. You can come and see these plants exactly like they were a million years ago, exactly like the native people were using them.
I promise it will forever change the way you look at a forest.
Black Haw.
Yeah, now that tree talked through the first chemical warfare in the world.
From Rutland, Ohio, I'm Sandra Sleipp-Brennan.